The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
And good evening. Welcome inside Cave Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here tonight on Saint Sports Weekly. Thank you very much to CNIH University bringing us this. We can talk about what's going on over at Siena Heights. Fredo, good to see you, bud.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, man. Yeah, I can't believe that one weekend and high school football is over.
I know it. Like, you know, I missed you last Saturday.
County, yeah, I know.
But, yeah, one down. And Siena finished on a high note for their football last weekend. Got
a nice win
at Madonna.
That was good to see. It's been a rough, kind of a rough year. And
much needed win.
Yeah, I saw, you know, a few wins. I think our men's basketball team actually got a win.
Yes.
Which is good to see.
That is good to see.
Though our women's volleyball team couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, that was a little tough one there.
But our wrestling team beat Lourdes, our women's wrestling team.
So. Yeah, and they had a good weekend up at Albion as well. And so we're going to be doing a little talking with the wrestling as we're trying to make this old hat now, as we've got a guest that we had before and freshman. And coming in, Emma, and then we've got head coach Pat DeRocher. So good afternoon to both of you. And Emma was Pendel from Montague.
Yeah.
So she's
thanks for having us.
She's a seasoned veteran already, her second time in with us. So it was a good week last week, getting a nice win over Lourdes. And it's got to be nice to start the conference out in the right way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, coming off of a long weekend at Adrian, we had duels on Saturday. The girls ended up wrestling 5 duels on Saturday, and
wow.
Then we had an individual tournament on Sunday. It was a long weekend, and then, you know, coming in, a couple practices, and then we turned right around and hosted Lourdes in our gym. And, we were able to have them come in and traded a couple forfeits due to missing some weights, dealing with some injuries, but... of the matches that we wrestled, we showed up and wrestled out. Emma had a big win for us, so that was fun to watch, and really, I think she cleared her head in that one, which was good to see. And then that led us into this weekend at Albion on Sunday, and took 9 wrestlers down and placed 5 of them. So yeah, definitely off to a good start this season. We've got another duel coming up here this week against Adrian. For the Maple Cup, and then we'll give the girls some time off because they've earned it.
Yeah, that's a heck of a schedule to start with. I know that's, you can blame that on the old regime, right?
No, that's my fault.
Oh, okay.
No, that's all me.
I thought maybe you'd throw somebody under the bus, but I guess not.
Yeah, that's all me. I wanted to get out there at the beginning of the season and just kind of see where we're at, and then be able to take some time off over Thanksgiving, enjoy, you know, going home, being with family, and then come home and you know, have all the data we need to really work on the things that we need to work on to get into some of our conference competition in terms of the beginning of December. The next time we compete after this week, we'll go down to Kentucky and compete in the Patriot Duels, and we'll see a lot of our NAIA and our Mid-South competition down there at that tournament. So it'll really give us some time to focus on what we need to work on and get ready for that.
Now, letting the girls go home and eat over Thanksgiving break, how's that going to be for any weight issues coming back?
No, our girls are fine. I don't have anybody who's really killing themselves to get down to weight. So I'll let them go home, have their... have their Thanksgiving dinner with family, and then we've got, I think once we come back after Thanksgiving, we've got a couple days, we'll get a couple hard sweats in, and they'll be back down. So I'm not too worried about that.
Nope. It's always that crucial time over the holidays. They go,
Now,
did they give it, you know, like in high school where you get extra bonuses and that? Do they do that at the collegiate level or no?
They do not. Yeah, like the high school, they get the 1 pound allowance starting January 1st. The only time we get anything. Oh, it is 2 pounds. Mm-hmm. Sorry. See, I've already switched my brain to college wrestling. The only allowance we get is on consecutive days of competition, they get a 1 pound allowance.
Okay. So you got to weigh in both days?
Yeah. But even like this weekend at Albion, the girls got the 1 pound allowance because one of the teams there competed on Saturday.
Gotcha.
So if one team gets it, everybody gets it. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. They had the extra pound there. I think actually we had the extra pound both days at Adrian the previous weekend. But everyone made scratch on Thursday, and we'll make scratch again this Thursday against Adrian. So, but yeah, like I said, our girls are pretty good about making sure they're maintaining their weight and wrestling at a healthy body weight. So, I'm definitely not the coach that wants to have our girls cutting weight constantly. And I fully believe that they're going to wrestle the best where they feel comfortable. And, sometimes that can be the difference in a match is, you feel good going into the match, you feel comfortable in your body, and the person you step across the mat from is, 2 hours off of sucking their body weight down and depriving themselves of water and stuff like that. And, that sometimes that energy level is the difference.
Right, yeah.
So how many teams were over at Albion?
At Albion in the women's division, I think we had, there was right around 16 teams.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was, because you did the five duels at Adrian at that thing, right?
Yeah.
And then was that your first tournament type competition?
Yeah, Adrian was our first competition of the season. The only thing we had done prior to that was our intra-squad scrimmage.
Right.
In a setting with an actual referee and them and one other person stepping on the mat, really that intra-squad was, they got one match there, and I think we had maybe one or two girls get two matches, but then Adrian was the first competition of the season. So
yeah, and so you guys, if I remember right, you were 3-2. Was that a 2-day? Obviously.
So the five duels, that was all Saturday.
Wow.
You
guys are going at it.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, it was.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah, and then they turned around and wrestled a full individual tournament on Sunday. So, wow. That was a long weekend.
So you went from.
Oh yeah.
The five duels, and then you had an open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was a long weekend. I've never had. Well, other than the state tournament, like. I've never had a tournament like that where we're like, okay, we're doing this, and then the next day it's like go time. Yeah. So it was cool. But.
So what did you think of how your season started so far?
Yeah, I was, interested to see where we were going to start out. And, we've got a pretty young lineup. I think our lineup consists of mostly sophomores. We've got a couple freshmen in the lineup. It was kind of up in the air of how we were going to fare, and I was really impressed with the girls' opening weekend. We, like you said, we went 3-2. One of our losses came to Shriner, a school that came all the way up from Texas. And
yeah.
They're ranked top 20 in the NCAA. So, I thought we had some good matches with them. I think. I can't remember who, but I'm pretty sure one of our girls beat one of their girls who's ranked in the country. So that was a lot of fun. But the thing that shocked me the most with our team that day was just how they came together to support each other. And I'm sure Emma can attest because we've been talking about it ever since. But the girls were in every single match. I've coached for 15 years now, and I've coached a lot of teams where, you're yelling at your assistant coaches to go and get kids off their phones on the bench, and and especially at tournament style matches, you're constantly going to the food table to to get wrestlers back to the gym to cheer on their teammates. With this team, you don't have to do any of that. You know, we went in there and we wrestled five duels that first day, and every single girl was right there on the bench, whether they were wrestling that day or they were hurt or, you know, not able to wrestle. Everybody was in every single match. We've got pictures from one of our parents, and you can just see, you know, all 15, 16 of our girls on the bench just screaming and yelling and having fun. And, you know, that was a huge thing for me, because that was really something that I've been trying to put in place since I took over. And to see the girls just really come together and support each other like that, it was really fun. And I think it makes us wrestle better.
Right.
Oh, it does.
You know, and speaking of that, you know, taking over, I know, you know, part of the program, you have some history with it, but really not the recruiting side of it, as we talked before at the coaches preview. But, you know, taking over from somebody like Whitney that really, you know, had a little bit of a resume, had a name, and people knew what was going on. And for you to come in and kind of take over that program, how is it, you know, getting kind of, you're still trying to put your stamp on it, but at least just kind of getting to know everybody and letting the girls know you as well, and how things, you know, how it works and what your expectations are.
Yeah, it's been a journey. You know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, we didn't have our low moments and our struggles. So we definitely have gone through our ups and downs at the beginning of the season. And, you know, there was a point in time where I was a little bit worried of, you know, how we were going to come together. But, you know, and I was telling the girls this the other day, before we wrestled at Adrian, and it's, you know, those first 8 weeks of season where we're in the practice room grinding every day, it's really tough to come in there and stay focused and go through that without being able to visualize what the end goal is, and what the competitions are going to be like. So now having a couple of those under our belt, and I think the girls are really starting to realize what I've done up until this point to help bring them together and to build that culture. And I think it's paying off. You know, obviously taking over from Whitney. Whitney was an awesome coach. You know, the girls loved her last year. And like you said, she's got a heck of a resume, you know, being a multiple-time world team member. And, you know, I knew coming in that the technique I was going to show the girls, you know, I don't have that experience. But I know wrestling. And I've always coached from a philosophy of I'm going to surround myself with people who, you know different stuff than I do. So, you know, I'm constantly learning. We actually had Jaden Cox, Whitney's husband, come in and, you know, run them through a practice a couple weeks ago when he was in town. And, you know, I'm always looking for more people to come in. We've got a local guy, George Ames, who's his son wrestles on the men's team, and he's been helping us out a lot. He's been helping us coach at the tournaments and stuff, and he's got a crazy wealth of knowledge as well. And, you know, with the way that wrestling is, I know that it's going to continue to evolve, and, you know, there's so much technique out there that there's no way that one person can know it all. So as a coach, knowing that I can go out and find somebody who has a different skill set than I do and be able to bring that to the girls and, you know, kind of set my ego aside and, you know, I don't know it all. So, while I know a lot, you know, I don't know it all. So I'm going to bring people in, and I'm going to continue to bring people in that can help fill those gaps. And, yeah, I think the girls are really responding to it.
Leadership wise, have you had some people really emerge as leaders on your team?
Yeah, one of them sitting next to me.
I figured that's why she was here, right? As a freshman, that's pretty impressive. But that's always, you know, when you go through any preseason, you know, the whole, when I say preseason, the grind before you get to competition is, you know, when, you know, you just kind of got to go day by day and, you know, the old trust the process stuff. But then you see it all of a sudden in the fruition. You probably saw that at Adrian and in your competitions, and it sounds like whatever you've done, the kids have come together, so that's good.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, no, that was, again, that was, you know, one of my biggest worries coming into the season. But, yeah, I mean, just, yeah, they're a great group. You know, we have fun at practice. We have fun at tournaments. You know, we had an hour-long van ride there and back, and while they slept the whole way out there. But, you know, at the beginning of the van ride, on the way back, we were joking as a team and having fun. And, yeah, they're a good group of girls to be around. And, you know, I do think that we've built something special, and now we're starting to bring, you know, more and more recruits on campus, and they're getting to hang out with the girls and really just falling in love with the atmosphere around us. So, you know, I think the hard work that we put in the, you know, the first 10 weeks of school is definitely going to pay off in the long run, especially with, you know, not only this team, but bringing in the future.
Right. All right, we can take a time out. We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Emma when we get back here. But this Saint Sports Weekly, it's a women's wrestling night here tonight on Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, and we'll be back with more right after this here. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
And welcome back inside the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and a little Saints women's wrestling night tonight here on Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University, as we've got women's head coach Pat Darosh. And Emma Pendel is in with us now. Emma is, again, a freshman from Montague, and talked a little bit, good weekend. A little tired. You had 5 matches on Sunday?
Yeah. I could have made it a little bit shorter.
Yeah. That's up to you.
Yeah, really, honestly.
Get rid of them quick.
So how many times have you wrestled this year already?
I don't know.
You don't even know it.
I think like 9? No. Nine? Wow. No, 10, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we wrestled opening weekend at Adrian. You probably...
I had 2 matches.
2 matches
in
the duels.
And then 2 matches the next day, and then the... duels I had one, and then and wrestled five.
Yeah, so 10 matches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know when we talked that day at ZZ's, and just talking with Coach a little bit too, that you know, you come in with a pretty good career at Montiu, and but you did have a wake up call kind of when you got here. And how is that, you know, kind of explain that a little, and then maybe where you're at from that wake-up call going, okay, this is a little different than high school, and where you're at now 10 matches in.
I guess, like, the wake-up call was more like, it's a totally different look when you have female teammates. I have had a female team, but we've been practicing with our men's team I've been practicing with men since I started wrestling. Like, it is a totally different feel having an all-women's team. This year was the first year I got to experience that. I started off on the national team for Michigan, and that was it's a totally different feel. And I think we just have to get used to, at least coming from the background that I came from, I had to get used to that and start to understand, like, how that was going to work. And I came in pretty, like, just frustrated, honestly, and that came off as cockiness, and I had to check myself. And like, wrestling wise, I was fine. It was more like mentally, and like, you know, how I approach things. Like, I had to be like, whoa, I know I wouldn't want to be approached that way. I need to fix this and turn it around for myself. It's just a different, like, it's hard to look at yourself and be like, whoa, I'm overstepping right now. And that's kind of what I did. And I feel like it's changed from the beginning of the year to now. And honestly, I think at the end of the day, all of us on the team want the same thing. And everybody, when you ask them, will be like, yeah, we just want family. That's all we want. And because of the coaching change, because of other circumstances, that affected us at the beginning of the year. And now that we're both, or all of us, are on the same page for, like, yeah, this was what we want. We want a family. Now we're able to actually, like, we're all on that same path, and we're seeing that, and we're going forward with it.
Was a little bit, you think, having to deal with guys all the time to prove yourself a little differently? So that's how you had that mindset on the mat or in practices, compared to just coming in, you know, with all girls, or not really on that end of it?
No, not really. It's just a different feel practice-wise. Like, I'm used to having a practice partner that really sets the bar high. Like, men, they set the bar automatically high just because they're generally more athletic. Generally, they know more because of how, like, for me, at least in my experiences, they've had more experience.
Right.
My teammates, pretty much everybody has had more experience than I have. And so, like, to view the bar differently and, like, okay, this is freestyle now. How does this change? Like, what does this look like? And I think it's just building blocks to what's for the next couple of years. Like, and I think it'll be amazing. I'm excited.
Coach, what have you noticed in her change?
Yeah, there was a week at the beginning of season where I thought Emma was going to be the death of me. I felt like every day we were having a conversation of, Emma, you can't say that. You can't do those things. But no, and now it's so different. I think she's really pulled a 180. And now, you know, I've got a recruit coming to campus. Hey, Emma, can you take her for a couple hours and just show her? Like,
she was awesome.
Yeah. So Emma's, you know, one of my go-tos now, in terms of, you know, she's really taken those first couple of weeks where she struggled and you know, had a big adjustment period, and she's really turned it around and become the teammate that she wants. And I can see that. I think the other girls in the program have definitely seen that. And I know a lot of the girls, you know, want to model the way that they are teammates after, you know, what Emma does. I think she's really, yeah, she's really taking the time to figure out, you know, what she wants out of her college experience and out of wrestling, and figured out good ways to lead by example. And yeah, now here she is sitting next to me doing a radio show, because, you know, I know she's earned that spot, and she's doing all the right things as a teammate.
You know, where with your roster, are you loaded at one weight and need at others, or how does that work? I know I hate to ask that question,
yeah.
But I figured, you know, that's, you know, when you come in, you haven't had a chance to
right
put, you know, your whole stamp on it. Where do we stand there?
Yeah, that's kind of the tough part about wrestling, and especially with us, you know, we had a pretty small recruiting class this year. You know, right. We currently only have two freshmen on the team, and
me and my roommate.
You know, the other hard part about a sport like wrestling is you never know how these athletes are going to grow and where they're going to end up. You know, some of them will come in at one weight and they'll stay there for 4 years. And, you know, you'll have another girl who after her freshman year, she hits a growth spurt and comes in three classes, you know, weight classes higher. So, yeah, right now we're definitely struggling with our lower weights. You know, we're missing, we don't have a 110 pounder. We don't have a 117 pounder right now. So we're definitely missing those couple weight classes. And then on the other end of things, we're struggling with our upper weights as well. And right now we don't have a 180. We've got, you know, a couple girls who will wrestle 160, but they're really 145 pounders who, you know, are willing to bite the bullet and go up a weight class. And and so, you know, the nice thing about this team is, you know, I'll talk to girls about, you know, going up a weight class to try to fill some holes and do some interesting things, especially in dual settings where, you know, every point matters. And the nice thing about this team is, you know, no matter who I talk to, this put me where you need me, coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you can just take a loss as opposed to taking a void and being able to, you know, not give up as many points in the long run, that you don't know how valuable those points are.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, again, we've got a team full of girls who are, you know, who want to win and who want to do what's best for their team, and so we're fortunate in that. But yeah, I think, you know, when everyone's healthy and wrestling, I think we've got what, 8 or 9 girls all within 3 weight classes in the middle. So wow.
I mean, we talk about how there were 9 girls going, but we forgot to mention the fact that two of the girls that didn't place, they were also in my weight class. So, like, we had a bunch of girls competing in the same weight classes a couple times.
Yeah, I think we've got 3 girls at 145. We've got 3 girls at 138. We've got, I think, currently 1 at 131, but I know one of the 138s wants to go down to 130. Right. So it's just, you know, we have a lot of girls right in our middle weights. And
well, so how are you, you know, in the 75,000 question, $1 question, whatever it is, how do you figure out when you get to that duel who gets to wrestle?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I have the girls sit down and read through a handbook, and I do have a set of criteria for figuring out our starting lineup.
Right.
And, you know, first and foremost, we try to get those matchups in our intra-squad duel at the beginning of the year. Right. You know, just to kind of see how they do head to head. You know, sometimes it just comes down to, you know, I know the girl that the other team's going to send out likes to shoot, and this person has better leg defense in practice. So we're going to send them out there and try to get some matchups that way. But yeah, I mean, the nice thing about some of the open tournaments that we go to is we have the opportunity to put multiple girls in a weight class. So we haven't had it happen yet this year, but, you know, there will be times where you'll see teammates wrestle each other in tournaments, or, you know, we're able to see common opponents if they both wrestle the same girl in the bracket, and look at, you know, where everyone places within that bracket and kind of take that into consideration as well.
Yeah, because I'm just, you know, looking at the results from the weekend, you know, you had to 103, 24, 31, then you had 3 at 38, 2 at 45, and then up to 207. So nothing between 45 and 207.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had a couple of girls take the weekend off, and you know, again, some nursing some injuries and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we're really heavy through those through those middle weights, and it's tough because we've got a lot of really talented wrestlers in those weight classes, which is great for practice.
It is,
but it leaves me with a heck of a decision to make on Thursday night when Adrian comes in to our gym. So.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about it, though.
Of course. Emma will go out there and wrestle anybody, or she'll sit on the bench and cheer on her teammates.
Exactly. It, so. I was like, wait.
Well, that's what I'm just looking at. You know, I mean, you're either going to have to get really skinny or you're going to have to eat a lot to try to fill in those holes.
I was actually at 154 when I came in.
No kidding.
Yep. I've lost 18 pounds.
What'd you wrestle at, like, then your senior year last year?
45.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely, like, I look at the pictures all the time. I'm like, what the heck happened? Like, I struggled to get to a lower weight, even for nationals this summer, and it fell off. Like, it's probably because I'm not eating my mom's cooking. She's the best cook. I miss her cooking. But I think that, like, if I needed to cut to 31, I probably could. I think it'd be a journey, and I think I'd have to take some time to do it and have to really hammer down on, like, the right way of doing it. And that would be something with the nutritionist, like, that I would really, like, talk about, okay, what's the process here? But
from going to 45 and having this down at 38 kind of on your own, you got to be very comfortable in that weight right now, being able to, you know, at least wrestle and walk around at this weight and not have to feel like you're starving.
Yeah, it's a different feel for sure. Like, I haven't been this small since sophomore year of high school. So I wrestled 35 my junior year for one tournament and 40 for the rest of the year. I competed at 40. So it's like it's a different feel from what I'm used to, and I'm still getting used to it because I look at these girls and I'm like, yeah, I'm that size, and then I remember I'm not 45 anymore. I'm not that size anymore. So it's a different. Like, look, I'll catch myself, like, sizing girls up, and then I'll be like, wait a second, I'm not at that weight. Why do I even care? Like, and I actually wrestled an old high school rival this weekend, and I just was like, wait, why are we the same weight? You, like, it's just, I never would have expected that. Like,
do you feel stronger at all at 38 than compared?
I don't know. I feel, I don't feel like it's any different. I think it's just a different weight class, so it's a different style of wrestling that I'm used to, and, 45 was like, I was just comfortable. I was eating whatever I wanted. I mean, even when I was 45 here, I was under 45. So I was like, okay, maybe I can try 38. And then I hit 38 and I haven't gone up since. But.
And that's key, Coach. I mean, trying to, as you talked about earlier, you know, letting them kind of find their own way with that. And I think it does make sense. It does. You might get some log jams because of it, but you know, cause that's what I've talked to a lot of coaches, you know, in the past, and you know, even, you know, high school coaches looking at junior high kids and where, you know, okay, I've got, you know, five seniors that are going to be gone here. So I really need to work on some of these younger guys
because
I have to fill in holes. So I think that's going to be your big key now is recruiting ahead going, all right, where are we going to be? I have to concentrate on, you know, I'm going to go to a meet this weekend, but I only need to look at four weight classes, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a whiteboard on the back of my office door that's got my recruiting board on it, and I've got each weight class on there. I've got the number of athletes from each weight class that I want to bring in, and I'm starting to fill in names. And
it's exciting.
But yeah, it is exciting. You know, looking at the future, We've signed one girl for next year already, who's a three-time state placer out of Washington State, and she's, you know, looking to go out and make some noise again this year. And you know, we've got quite a few others who have offers out and are, you know, just waiting to make that decision. And but yeah, like I said, you know, the girls that we are able to get to campus for a visit, I think, you know, every single one of them has left campus with, you know, a smiling face and you know, really loved the program and liked hanging out with the girls. And
I think that's a big thing that we're focusing on too. A lot of us will make sure that they have a good time, and that, like, I want them. My recruiting process for every college I went to was not what it should have been. And so I want them to have that experience that I wanted to have, because, I mean, I came into this blind. I've never, I mean, I'm the oldest child. My parents didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. So nobody was there to tell me what to do or what to look for. And so now that I've had that experience, I want them to know, like, hey, have you seen the dorms yet? I showed one of the recruits my room because she hadn't seen it yet, because our Siena's full right now. Like, there's no way they can do a dorm tour. So I was like, hey, what are you doing after this? You can just come. I'll show you my room. It's not the same as everybody else's, but this is kind of what it'll look like, and these are what your options will be. And that's what I wanted as a freshman. I wanted somebody to, or as a recruit, somebody to take me around and show me and then tell me, hey, this is the team dynamic. I think you would be a really good fit here.
Right.
And I think pretty much all of our recruits have gotten to meet majority of our team. And that's something that I didn't even get to do when, when I was here, I met most of the girls, but my other college experiences, I didn't meet most of the team for some of them. And that's a big thing on deciding if hey, do I think I'm going to fit in here? Because at the end of the day, it's like the best fit for you. I mean, we want you here. Of course we want you here, but at the end of the day, it's what is best for you that matters.
We're going to take another time out. I do want to, you know, talk about in Washington and bringing girls in a little bit about the sport. Still, it's still in a growth, and let's talk a little bit about how big it is, maybe in different pockets, and how it is in Michigan compared. So we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly, talking some women's wrestling right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's a women's wrestling night tonight here on Saint Sports Weekly. Coach Pat DeRocher and Emma Pindell, one of his student athletes, with us here tonight. And Coach, we talked about, you know, one of the recruits coming in from the state of Washington. And, you know, I'm looking through your roster. You've got a couple, you know, California. Valerie Muda came in. You know, we've talked with her a few times in the past. You know, coming in here from California, and actually, you know, you've got some Ohio and California looking at, you know, Colorado. So it's pretty extensive of where you're bringing kids in from. And again, you know, Michigan now, MHSAA recognizes, you know, wrestling as a sport, you know, a varsity sport. I know some states still don't do that yet. And I know others are more of a hotbed, but, and, you know, you talk about we're going down to Kentucky in a big NAIA challenge down there. How many colleges are out there now with women's wrestling? I know it's a big Title IX push recently. It's, you know, you have the facilities, and I think it's a nice thing when you get men and women together, and it's an easy get for colleges to be able to make sure they are doing what they're supposed to do. And so I know there's more, but what is the numbers right now?
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer. I feel like right now they're currently adding women's programs faster than we can count, and certainly faster than they can find coaches for,
right.
Which is, you know, part of the reason we all have such a hard time finding assistant coaches. And,
right.
But, yeah, I mean, even in the state of Michigan, I mean, if you think back to – you know, 5 years ago, I don't know that there were any. And mm-hmm. now, you know, you've got us, you've got Rochester.
I mean, two Adrian, you got two right here in town.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Adrian's probably the only program that's been around longer than 5 years. But you've got, you know, Albion and Alma both added NCAA programs. Davenport's added an NCAA program. Grand Valley added their women's program this year, and they've brought in some huge recruits mm-hmm. and are gonna make some noise at the NCAA level. And but yeah, Northern Michigan I think just added back women's wrestling, so mm-hmm. you know, even in the state of Michigan you've got, you know, 7-8 programs
right.
now, and 5 years ago it was, you know, maybe one. So it's exploding like that all over the place. You know, I think we talked at the preview of you know, what would it take for us to get a WAC conference with the women's wrestling? And, you know, even with that, it seems like, you know, more schools are adding, you know, on a weekly basis.
Right.
You know, I don't doubt that in a year or two we probably will split off from the Mid-South and have a WAC conference. But, yeah, it's just – it's crazy. It's the amount of schools that are adding, and, you know, it's really fun to see, and – it's really good for the sport. I mean, you know, a decade ago we were fighting the fight to not have Olympic
right.
wrestling cut, and mm-hmm. and now we're looking at we're adding wrestling programs faster than they can find people to take them over. So,
well, and I think, really, you know, going back to, you know, Title IX, it was an easy cut at the time for even men. I mean, a lot of men's programs went
yeah.
by the wayside because mm-hmm. with Title IX, that was an easy one. Okay, well, we got to come in to, you know, get everything the same. We can eliminate this, you know, and now it's kind of come full circle where, you know, they need the men's and the women's together to be able to bring it back. And you look at some of these programs that, you know, it's too bad they had to get out of it to begin with, and now we're trying to retrace their steps and bring things back.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm an Eastern Michigan grad, and you know, I was there fighting that fight when they cut their program, and yeah, it was a shame to see programs cut like that. But now that we're on kind of the other side of it, yeah, you're right. They're just adding programs because schools are seeing the value, and you know, having both the men's and the women's wrestling, and like you said, it's kind of an easy way to add in those numbers.
Because it's not one of the most expensive sports to start up and to maintain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're definitely looking at the cost of mats.
That's really the major.
Which is, yeah, that is the major cost. You know, in a year-to-year budget, you know, we're not really spending a ton of money every year consistently, except for mat tape.
And travel.
You know, and travel. Yeah, the travel. But, I mean, that's going to be the same with any team.
Right.
Or you know. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good move, but I'm also so a little biased. So.
Don't you think years ago when, you know, we were trying to get to 50% participation, that was the goal, so much was how the political, the people in charge interpreted what Title IX was.
Yeah.
And that caused unnecessary cutting when
right.
it shouldn't. Then you have the other issue of people wanting, and no offense, but schools like your alma mater, Eastern, to even think that University of Bowling Green, Western, Central, they don't even have track programs,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's because they're putting so much toward their football and basketball programs mm-hmm. to get that TV notoriety type stuff, you know,
right.
which is sad to me. But I'm talking as an old AD now.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is it's a grassroots thing. Women's wrestling is coming up through we're having more women's programs. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's going to be the key as that sport grows. Those positions will be filled, but you're going to have to, you know, it'll become accepted at the grassroots level. And I wondered how that's doing at the high school level, because I don't know.
It's yeah. so cool. Like,
yeah.
I got to start wrestling when it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then I got to grow with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a big tournament in December. It's normally like a couple days after Christmas, like the 27th in the 28th, 29th or something like that. And it's our holiday duels. And then we have our Mat Cat Classic. And the girls' Mat Cat Classic is, I mean, it started my freshman year. We were wearing masks because of COVID. And then the next year it got a little bit bigger. And then my junior year, I mean, we had over 100 girls in the gym.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
So, like, I just have gotten to grow through it. And I know I'm going to be a coach one day. So, and I know a bunch of other girls that are like, I love this sport so much. Like, my plan, if I can't wrestle again, I'm going to be a coach. I've got girls at home that I'm going to coach when they're old enough, because I love it so much that I can share my passion that way. I don't need to do it in order to share my passion. I think we have a lot of women that are getting the coaching that they need in order to become great coaches. And I think that's something that I want to strive to be when my wrestling career is over, if I make it past college, if I don't make it past college, like when I go home, I have girls that are waiting for me to be their coach. And that's something I look forward to. And I know that there are a lot of other women out there that are striving for that. And I think that bringing women coaches into it is going to be a big move for women's wrestling.
And it will be. And that, you know, you could see as the other sports have grown, even like bowling, for example, everybody in the state has bowling teams, right?
Right.
And there's your feeder program and everything else. So, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention some of the hypocrisy at the big schools where they're trying to play with the big boys and girls, and they really have no business doing that, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just an opinion here of mine, because, you know, and that's sad to me.
Yeah.
But the good news is what you said today, it seems like at all levels they're adding the programs, but it's going to give some people some opportunities to coach. But on the other hand, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really cool to watch explode. And if you look at the statistics, I think currently, you know, girls and women's wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the country.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, it's absolutely exploding. I think we're up over 40 states that have sanctioned girls wrestling at the high school level, and we're right around 40. And it's really exciting to see. And like you said, you know, we will hit a point where we start to see women becoming coaches. Right. And I think now, as we add these opportunities for women to go wrestle in college, you know, obviously we need more athletes like Emma who want to come and compete. And then when they're done with that, you know, they want to become grad assistants and they want to become assistant coaches and eventually take over programs as head coaches. You know, we need more women, you know, that want to do that. And but I think it's really important.
And it is. And I don't mean to use the whole age thing here, but I, as the AD here, 37 years, I remember we started men's wrestling in 83, but when we started women's wrestling in 87, there probably wasn't 30, 40 teams in the whole NAIA, right? And now, how many years is that? 87, 97, about 37 years later, it's exploded, right? Yeah. Women's soccer has exploded. And we were one of the few that really got going at it early. And,
right.
And well, you're going to see that in this sport too, the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's neat to see, you know, especially not, you know, I've been around wrestling a lot, grew up watching, and, you know, from Clinton and watching the program and what Casey's done over there and watching what some of the things did, you know, and to take a, you know, a program where all of a sudden you get a week and you got three or four girls with you, you know, now you're going to these high school tournaments too, where you've got almost full teams, you know. And it's neat to be able to see that. And as you said, you know, you started at a young age in, you know, junior high, now watching it and seeing where it's at, and then being able to go back to some of these and, you know, being at Ford Field, you know, doing some of these things that, you know, 5 years ago wasn't even an option.
And it's going to stick with me forever. And, I mean, I was privileged enough that every year that we had wrestling, we had more girls join the team. I ended my high school career with eight girls, and four of them were seniors, and we brought them in. It wasn't just like, yeah, we grew them through the program. No, we brought them in. And so, like, I don't know how many girls are on my team this year, but, like, just the fact that we're able to just share the culture, because wrestling isn't just like a sport, it's a family. Like, I am still family with those guys that I left back in Montague. Like, they're my brothers and they're my sisters, and I know I still can talk to them and call them up if I ever needed anything. And that's the type of like culture that we really have to sell, and that's what I try really hard to sell to our recruits. Like we are a family, and I've got your back no matter what. Like, I don't care if I don't like you, or if, like, you know, we don't get along all the time, but I'm still going to be there because you're my teammate. At the end of the day, you're my sister, and that's all I care about. And I think we really have to work on that point and sell that point as a wrestling community, because if we don't, then, like, what are we selling? It's like, oh, yeah, it's just wrestling.
Well, and wrestling is different. I mean, it's a different animal.
It's a different beast. It's a different community. It's wild. I mean, you know, thinking of the community, we had a recruit on campus this past week, and talking with her, you know, she comes from a school that's known for wrestling. She said last year they had eight girls on the team, which I hear eight girls on the team, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good number.
Yeah.
She said this year they've got 28.
That's awesome. See, that's so, like, what you want
that,
to see.
That is the type of growth that we're talking about when we're looking at girls wrestling at the high school level. And even now, moving into college, you know, you're looking at this growth, and it's wild. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen anything explode like this.
Well, and it's one of those sports. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, I just want to say, speaking of this, this is a good time to pump up. It's Thursday, right? The Maple Cup.
Yeah.
And or Maple Cup. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Maple Cup.
And that's a big night of wrestling for men and women.
Yeah.
that our county, it's really kind of before our county schools got going to high school, have all the school kids come in, and hopefully they'll get the word out, and we'll have a big turnout that day.
Yeah.
Watch y'all, and that's...
Well, there are people who are very curious about it, and they're like, I just don't know what's going on. I'm just like, well, just come, ask me questions. Just come.
Right. Well, there is a difference we found out the first year. I didn't know some of the differences of rules.
Yeah, the difference from folk style to freestyle is, if you've never witnessed it, it's pretty little, vast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it throws people off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just a little bit.
You know, but you talked about the culture and the community, and you know, because... Wrestling is one of those things where you talk about going to a duel or a weekend tournament where, you know, you were talking about getting people from the food tables and that. But it's one of those where, you know, it's a day-long picnic.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah.
People interact throughout. You know, you go to, you know, Fred is a basketball coach and, you know, playing different sports. You know, you go, do your game, you leave. You know, baseball was my thing. You know, it was, I always remember, you know, in between doubleheaders and eating and chatting. And, you know, but wrestling, it's... all that whole day.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter was a gymnast, so I know there was a lot like that. But same thing with wrestling, though. You know, my brother wrestled. I didn't have the discipline to do that. I played basketball. But I love wrestling. But it was one of those, though, that it is. It is a full day together, and you hang out. And when you talk about family and community and that, and it's important to have that because especially with the sport of wrestling, as much time as you are together like that, you really – need to have that kind of a commitment from everybody.
Yeah, it's a sport that's, if you don't like each other, it's really hard to get through it together. You know, it's a long season, it's a grueling season.
It's the longest 4 months of my life.
Yeah.
I love it to death, but it is long, especially like the change from, like, we talk about family, I'm talking like my real family, they can't make it, you know. I've got two other siblings, so I mean, I need these girls.
Right.
Like, if I have to call my mom after my matches to tell her how I'm doing. And, you know, that brings me through it. Like, that helps. But, like, if I didn't have these girls to come and pick me up when I'm struggling, like I don't know what I wouldn't perform well. Because
right.
I struggle enough on my own. Like, you know, I want to be there to build them up. But if I didn't have them, like... wrestling would be a totally different story for me, and I wouldn't have the joy that I do for it, because my joy comes from the building you up. Like, the duels are my favorite, and they will forever be my favorite, because you got a line of girls cheering you on, and they don't move.
Right.
They're there for you, and that's just something different.
It sounds great how, you know, the byproduct of wrestling and what it's done for your life.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, as opposed to just playing a sport. No, this is what you've become. You're a wrestler.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's what you are, and that is in everything you're doing now. You talk about how important wrestling is in that, and it's really cool to see you're at college now. You're doing things that you might not have done if you weren't wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about this all week, actually. We had a speaker come in, and she talked about how, like, she identified with music. And for me, I texted my parents. I was like, there was a time where wrestling was all that I was. And now I get to see the fact that, no, wrestling is just what's brought me to the person I am today. And that's changing. That changes. Like, the wrestler I am today is different than the wrestler I am from 3 months ago at Nationals. Like, it's a building. It's a change. And you have to get used to that and go with it. And, like, I'm a totally different person because of wrestling. And I've affected so many people's lives because of wrestling. And I know that if I was still playing basketball, that never would have happened. Yeah, I would still want to coach, and yeah, I would still want to be a part of something, but wrestling has given me something bigger. I mean, I have family that like I keep in my phone case that isn't even my family because of wrestling. I mean, they check up on me, and they're here for me, and I know that if I needed them, it's the only reason why, like, I have them is through wrestling. And I just think that I don't even want to know the type of person I would be if I didn't have wrestling. But I don't, you know, wrestling isn't who I am. It's just what has brought me to where I am now.
Have you tried to figure out a clone this yet, Coach?
I'm working on it.
It's been a long journey.
I might need a higher ed degree for that one. But yeah, I mean, it's cool to see that. And you know, I think everybody who's been through the sport, you know, has some sort of story like that.
Right.
You know, I was talking to you before the show, Casey Randolph, you know, was my high school coach, and I still see him every opportunity I can, and you know, if when I'm doubting myself as a coach, you know, I know that I can text him and he'll drop everything and
right.
and help me out. And, you know, it's just the people that you meet along the way. And like Emma said, you know, it's this family that you build. You know, I know I've got teammates from, you know, 20 years ago that if I needed help, they'd come help me, even though we haven't spoken in, you know, a decade.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's special.
That's awesome. Well, once again, we got to get out of here. We got a another show coming up right after this at the top of the hour. So, Coach Drosher, we appreciate your time. Emma, as well. Good luck with everything you're doing and, you know, keep things going. And good luck on Thursday night.
Yeah, it'll be thank you. Great night for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. All
right.
Thank you.
Thanks once again. Saints Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.